Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here from Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much, much more for the tri-state region as well as nationwide. So, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, indeed, what are we doing on The Good Stuff today?
Well, I've got an article, The Right Man for the Job. What have you got?
I got some Halloween tidbits for
good.
You.
Okay, well, I'll get started and you get ready. The CIA had an opening for an assassin. After all the background checks, interviews, and testing were done, there were three finalists, two men and a woman. For the final test, the CIA agent took one of the men to a large metal door and handed him a gun. We must know that you will follow your instructions no matter what the circumstances. Inside of this room, you will find your wife sitting in a chair. Kill her. The man said, "You can't be serious. I could never shoot my wife." The agent said, "Then you're not the right man for the job." The second man was given the same instructions. He took his gun and he goes into the room. All was quiet for about 5 minutes. Then he comes out with tears in his eyes. "I tried, but I can't kill my wife." So the agent says, "You don't have what it takes. Take your wife and go home." Now it's the woman's turn. She's given the same instructions to kill her husband. She took the gun and went into the room. Shots were heard, one shot after another. They heard screaming, crashing, banging on the walls. After a few minutes, all became very quiet. The door opened slowly, and there stood the woman. She wiped the sweat from her brow and calmly said, "This gun is loaded with blanks. I had to beat him to death with a chair."
Uh-oh. All right. So
she followed orders.
We're talking about Halloween coming up here in a couple of weeks now. Hopefully everybody's got your costume picked up. One of these days I'm going to feature, what are the top most popular costumes for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. That would be
interesting.
But, that'll be fun.
Some different things about our area. Some kind of haunted stories, I guess. Frank Briggs Mansion, which is in North Dakota. Former Governor Frank Briggs died of tuberculosis in 1898 in his mansion. After his death, the butler refused to sleep in the house alone because Briggs still resided as a ghost. Later, the house underwent restorations. Folks claim they've seen disturbances like the curtains moving when there's no breeze or without any help. In addition, people report they hear footsteps on the stairs leading to the attic and the basement. So, that's a little North Dakota ghost story for you from Frank Briggs Mansion. And from South Dakota, the Orpheum Theater. You've heard of that. The ghost called Larry haunts the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls. The urban legend states that Larry danced with a woman whose husband was fighting in the war. The said husband returned and killed Larry, and the ghost of Larry lurks about the Orpheum to this day. If you hear Larry whistle, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star," on the opening night of any performance at the theater, it's considered good luck.
Good luck?
I thought maybe the haunted ghost story from South Dakota would be like in Deadwood or something
like
that.
Yeah, no kidding.
We did have the one on the Bullock Hotel earlier.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Custer House, Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park. This is in North Dakota as well. You're probably familiar with General George Armstrong Custer, killed in the Battle of the Little Bighorn in an overwhelming victory for the Lakota, Northern Cheyenne, and Arapaho tribes who fought against the U.S. government's efforts to confine them to reservations after gold was discovered. Custer, his wife, and soldiers' ghosts are said to roam the grounds at Custer House, a replica of the original. In the house, a gate in more ways than one. Is it a gate back to 1875? Kind of a hair-raising prospect. Another one from North Dakota. More of those coming up later on.
Ooh, those are just kind of odd. I've sure gotten old. I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, fought cancer and diabetes. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine, take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts, have bouts of dementia, have poor circulation, hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. I can't remember if I'm 85 or 92 and I've lost all my friends, but thank God I still have my driver's license.
Well, there you go. That's the important thing.
That's right. That's right. Okay. May your horse never slow. May your loop find its mark. May your get up have go from morning to dark. Victoria Boyd.
All right. Thanks for sharing those with us. And hopefully everybody's got their Halloween all planned out. But if you have a Halloween story you'd like us to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And one of these days coming up, we might just be able to feature that for you on our Good Stuff program.